Monumental day today. I was able to put on a pair of pants without leaning on the wall. I mean, it's been 9 months since I've had a hip replacement surgery. And it took one day, you're in and out. You do it in one day and put this spherical little ball and stick and you're in there. And it's supposed to help. And everybody says, why didn't I get it done sooner? But anyway, I was able to do that without the risk of falling down. And I'm reminded of the old television commercial. I've fallen and I can't get up. That the old people.
Alert, are you okay?
I've fallen off the ladder and I can't get up.
You know, have that.
I pressed the button. I've fallen and I can't get up.
And we made fun of that then, and now it's me. And anyway, that's a big day today for me, so I'm happy that I was able to put on a pair of pants 9 months later. It takes a year to get over these hip things, they say. And so as you become older, you know, all these little afflictions start to happen. But I mean, that's okay. I guess I'm okay with it. But I have become irritable. I'm an irritable bastard. I am. So much so that I live in Arizona, and so I'm brushing up on my Spanish. So much so that I now know how to say it in Spanish. Sale de mi césped. Get off my lawn is what that means. Sale de mi césped. So you have to say that from time to time. A lot of people don't speak English here. Mexicans. And I was bought a chainsaw, you know, one of those things way up there. You can get 6 feet up the other day. And I was cutting down the palm trees of my palm tree that I have in the yard. And the HOA gets on you because those things get ugly. Palm trees get ugly. And I was having a hard time with it. And two Mexican guys stopped by in a truck. And I'm telling them in Spanish, puedes ayudarme, necesito tu ayuda probablemente, in Spanish, which means basically, you could help me possibly. And they said, sure. And I came out and I gave them $40 and they looked at my chainsaw and they said, al reverso. So I put the chain on backwards on them. I'm just one of those kind of guys that I can't do that stuff right. My dad was so great at it. Great with his hands, and I didn't get that from him, but I got other things from him. His flowery language, for example, and his bad temper, for example. But he was funny. He was a funny guy, and as I always say, funny trumps everything. Anyway, so they, in 5 minutes, they cut my palm tree down to absolutely nothing. You know, and then I got a estimate from the guys because I want to get an irrigation system in my front yard, right? I want to put some cacti there because I love cacti like you don't even know. And I love these bushes in the desert because I love the desert so much. And he tells me in a text message, it's $2,200. And so I think about that and I have this absurd thought, no, I'm going to do it myself. And I know I'm going to completely fuck it up. I know I'll buy the wrong tubes at Home Depot and the wrong T connector. And I won't be able to program the Hunter, you know, computer system for timing and all that. But it's not that I mind the $2,200 estimate for putting the irrigation system in, because that's about the going rate out here. It's just the fact that the Mexican guys don't take cards here. They don't speak English and they don't take cards. You know, so that means I got to go to the bank and withdraw $2,200. And that's getting in the car. Pain in the ass. So I'll do it myself. I don't want to go to the bank and so I'll do it myself and I'll let you know how that goes, but it's going to be a complete cacophony of errors. I can just promise you that. But, so salsa de mi césped, get off my lawn. It says, you know, and the older you get, the more irritated you become because things repeat themselves and they don't get any better. And part of it is me turning into a word Nazi because people say the same things. I read a lot. I watch TV a lot. And, you know, I look at YouTube stuff and internet stuff and all that. And people use the same words. And, you know, the word Nazi, when you said these particular words, you've said nothing. Okay. And everybody says them nowadays because people are lemmings. They copy each other. You know, I was watching the news channel, the local news channel. And by the way, for those of you in Raleigh, Durham, appreciate what you have. I just want to say that. And so there's this huge pileup on the I-10 out here, which is just a disastrous two-lane road. And it's just these horrible accidents. It's a 9-car pileup and lives were lost. And the news team goes out and they're 22-year-old hotties and they get an eyewitness account. And a guy says, yeah, it was crazy. 9-car pileup, lives are lost. And he calls it crazy. Okay, I understand the fact that what are you going to say with cameras stuck in your face? But the news team airs that, and it's like, why do you do that? Word Nazi, the word crazy, and my disdain of the word crazy is well documented. Go back and review some of the other, you know, podcast videos that I've done. And here's another one. It's the word surreal. People use the word surreal constantly when it's just, it's not surreal. You know, they don't know what else to say. It's like, you know, Sandy Hook in 2012, a guy goes in and it was surreal. What have you said? You've said nothing, you know. Words you've used that when you've said them, you've said nothing. The word strange is another one. People use that word so much these days. Oh, it was strange. Well, you know, case in point, the Grateful Dead. They used that a long time ago. The Grateful Dead. What a long, strange trip it's been. What have they said? Nothing. Strange? First of all, it's the Grateful Dead. How strange can strange be? Strange is every day, so that's not strange. It's commonplace if you think about it. And when you've said strange, you've absolutely said nothing. You know, strange, okay, it's a little bit different. You know, okay, I guess you're saying, you know, it's not the same, which is another one that I hate. Oh, it's just not the same. Well, of course it's not. It's a little bit different. You know, and the word surprised. Basketball game the other night, and some fan knocks out another fan, you know, and they interview one of the players. Did you see the knockout in the stands? And the guy says, yeah, I was surprised, whoever the player was, Nuggets, Lakers game or something. And I was surprised, he says. Well, what does that say? Nothing. You know, it doesn't say anything. You know, what it is like you're either aghast and you're shocked, couldn't believe you saw that, because that's the real answer, right? Or it's like, yeah, and you loved it because the guy deserved it. You know, it's not, I was surprised. You know, unbelievable. You know, and for some reason, I got out of the shower today and I was thinking about, you know, when you've used these words, you've said nothing. And this commercial, I think it was a commercial, popped into my head. When you say blank, you've said it all. As opposed to you've said nothing, you've said it all. What was it? It was Budweiser. I had to look it up. I couldn't remember. You know, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. I've got the commercial. It's maybe colorless when you say Budweiser. You've said it all. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers is beating all the rest. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. See, when you use the four words I've talked about, you've said nothing. So the next time you get interviewed or the next time you have a quote, why don't you say things like, wow, that Sandy Hook thing, that was Budweiser. Because you've said it all. Next time you write a song, say, what a long Budweiser trip it's been. Because you've said it all, you know. God, he knocked that guy out in the stands. What do you think about that? Oh, it was Budweiser. Look, you're not going to get that phone out of her hands. You're going to need the jaws of life. I don't care if she's got a 3.2 alcohol content, body content, and she's laying on the stairs, passed out. You're not going to get that phone out of her hand. Things I do love, as irritable as I am, irritable bastard as I am, that I still love 60 years later, manual transmissions. God, I love manual transmissions, and they don't make them anymore. I guess I understand why. Automatic transmissions take all the fun out of driving. I had a 2009 FJ Cruiser. It was a Toyota, and I loved that thing. Six-speed. Vroom, 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 vroom. Six-speed. You know, if you want to really go back into the old days, those column shifters, those trucks, ka-chunk, 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 three speeds. That's it. Manual transmissions. I still love them to this day. And I love Juicy Fruit gum still to this day. I see Juicy Fruit, I grab a pack. No, I grab two packs. Because everybody knows that when you eat those Wrigley's gum sticks, the flavor runs out in 6 seconds, maybe less. So you just pop in two, maybe three, you know, and then you get 14, 15 seconds of flavor. But Juicy Fruit, out of all of them. And I do love the, what is it, the Doublemint Twins. Love them. A double pleasure from Doublemint gum. A double great feeling, making you realize double is the one for you. Double fresh, double smooth. You know, and spearmint and all that, but it's juicy fruit where it's all at. It's what it's all about. Things I still love 60 years later. Deep Tracks on Sirius XM. DJs are older than me. They're like 71 or 72, and they're slow and they're boring, and they talk about Joni Mitchell with the Hendrix session. And then there was so Greg Allman on Dobro when they did this song in 1970, and you know, and it's this version in the studio, and you know, and they have all these facts, and they're boring as can be, completely boring. And the songs they play suck. You know, they just suck. It's all the folk stuff because they're too old. What you want is a Deep Tracks channel where they play like late 70s deep tracks and on, you know, not deep tracks from the folk era, Hot Tuna, you know, and these old Bob Dylan songs that you'd never heard of. You're like, oh, yeah. Because when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Yeah, when you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart stars are doing that St. Rita dance, and I'm dancing. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, when